We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Om Rav Yechanon, Sukkah Hasuya Kekivshon. A Sukkah that's made like Kivshon means a round Sukkah. Rashi right away speaks out, this is not like the Acherim that we learned before, one of the 8 Shitas Tanoim who hold Diris, they need a Diris Kva, and they hold that a round Sukkah is no good. But Rav Yechanon says, holds like the Rabbanon that around Sukkah is kosher. But what's the size? So Rav Yechanon, Sukkah asuy kivshon yeshba behekeifag leleshba chavdalid ve'adam. If you could fit 24 people around the circle from the inside, that means you make a circle around 24 people, that's a big enough Sukkah. That's kosher. Kseiro. Lav, if it's smaller than that, psula, it's possible. So it means you look at everyone sitting in a circle, 24 people sitting in a circle, that's the size of the circle, that's the size of the Sukkah. Zok the Gemara, who do you need such a big sukkah according to? It must be according to Rabbi, who holds that a sukkah has to be 4 amas by 4 amas. Keman, ke Rabbi, the Omar, kol sukkah, she'im ba'arba amas, arba amas, psula. Must be going like Rabbi, who holds that any sukkah is not 4 amas by 4 amas, is possible. And here, Rabbi Yechon is telling you, if it's less than 24 people around, it's not going to be 4 by 4. So Gemara has to now try to figure this out. How do we see 4 by 4 in 24 people around? So Gemara has a kasha. Mechti, how much space does every person take up? Mechti, gavra ba'amsi yosef. Every person takes up 1 amma. So if you figure it out, 24 people around means that the circumference of the circle is 24 ammas. And the facts are that according to the Gemara's cheshbonos, when you have a circumference of 24 ammas, diameter is a third, which is 8 ammas. So mechti gavra ba'amsi yosef v'chol shiyesh by kefet shloisha tefachim, anything that goes around 3 tefachim, yes, v'reichav tefach, the width is a tefach. And Rashi learns out from a pasuk by Yam Shol Shloima in Divrei Hayomim that there it says also 10 amos and 30 amos around. So you see the diameter of a circumference of 30 is a third. So betreisa sagi. So the Gemara is asking like this. So how much diameter? The Rabbi will ask on this, but the Gemara is saying like this. If you go like Rabbi, you need 4 by 4, so you need a circle diameter by 4. Because if the circle is the diameter of 4, so it's 4 by 4. So if it's a diameter of 4, how much do you around? 4 times 3. 4 times 3 is 12. So why do you need 24 amos all around? 12 should be enough. Because all you need is 4 by 4, and the diameter of something that has diameter of 4, automatically its circumference is 12, not 24. In fact, the Gemara, but Trey says, I get you enough with 12. So, and for the Gemara, no, you're making a mistake, because 4 by 4 on a circle is good, but here you need a square, because when you have a circle that goes the diameter of 4, there the corners are rounded, so it's smaller. And you need, if you read, 4 amas by 4 amas in a square. So the Gemara says, Hanimili, and this, remember, this sukkah is a round sukkah. So Hanimili be a gula. That's only by a something that's round. Then you say that the diameter of 12 is a 4, and that will be good enough. But here you need more. Veribua, but you say, for a square, which is a sukkah, which according to Rebbe, you need 4 by 4, a square 4 by 4, you need more room. So that's what you need more than 12. So Gemara, let's try to figure this out. Let's see if it hits 24. Kama meruba yoisal eagle. Anytime you make a square around a circle, how much more is a square than the circle? So Gemara says revia. It's a quarter, because just like by a circle, the diameter, the circumference is 3 times the diameter. When it comes to a square, the equal square, the circumference of a square is 4 times the diameter. That's the thing. So this is 4 times the diameter, 3 times the diameter. It's a quarter more. The square is a quarter more. So Frank the Gemara, if it's a quarter more, what's a quarter more than 12? 16. So again, shitzer sagi. Should be enough with 16. Because you want to make a square in the circle, so it's a square is a quarter more than a circle, so it should be enough with 16. So the Gemara, no, again, you're making a mistake. Because how do you really be a gula denofik megar revua? That's only if you have a circle inside a square. So a circle inside a square, the square is a quarter bigger than a circle. But here you guys do the opposite. Here you have to make a square and a circle. So if you make a square and a circle, you need more. You need a square plus more around it. Avaravua, the nafik megoy gula, a square comes from a circle, but you need more mishmorsh the kanasa, because the corners, that when the square sits into the circle, so the corners touch the circle, and then the circle goes up a little bit around it, so you need more space. So how much bigger? What? Because here, the sukkah is a circle. So you're sitting in a circle. Now, the circle, you need, in that circle, you need 4 by 4 amas, like Rebbe. So you have to have a square of 4x4 amas in the circle. That's how much you need. You need that much. You have to make sure you have 4x4 in the circle. The sukkah is a circle. Now you want to make sure you have dal amas amas. How do you make sure? Right, we can't figure that out. We want to figure it out. We want to make sure that everyone does this, every layman does this. You have to know for sure which circle for sure fits a square inside it. So you have to fit a square 4x4 inside it. So what's the size of the circle to fit the square inside it? You're asking, technically speaking, you have a few halves and quarters and try to figure it out. That's not going to be able to figure that out. So here you need a square in a circle. So what if I fit a square 4x4 in a circle, how big circle do you need? So Gemara was saying 24, and Gemara is analyzing as we go. 24 sounds like too much. So now we got to exactly what we have to analyze. We have to get a square into a circle. How big does a circle have to be to contain a square that's 4x4? So Gemara says, a river, square, it's in a circle, but it needs more. So more Sukkanasim. Because more Sukkanasim. Now, Lamech, let's figure this out. The way the Gemara makes the diagonal, figures out that the diagonal of a circle, the Gemara figures it out by always, it's 1 2/5 bigger. That means the side is 1, the diagonal is 2/5 bigger than the side. So let's figure out a square. A square is 4x4. You have to do 4 times 1 2/5. 4 times 1 2/5 is how much? Is 4 times 1 is 4. And 4 times 2/5 is 8/5. So that turns out to 5 3/5 is the quarter, is the size of the diagonal of a square. 5 3/5 is the diagonal of a square. Okay? Now, if that's the diagonal, if you look at a diagonal, if you look at your Gemara, there's a picture there in the Gemara, you look at the diagonal of a square, that is the diameter of the circle. The diagonal of a square is the diameter of the circle. The side of a square is not that the diameter of a circle. That doesn't go across the whole circle. But the diagonal of the square is the whole circle. Right? Is the diameter of the whole circle. Look at the picture. The diameter of the square is the diagonal of the square is the diameter of the circle. How much is that diagonal? We said it's 5 3/5. Now the circle around it is 3 times 5 3/5. 3 times the circumference, 3 times the diameter. 3 times 5 3/5 is how much? 3 times 5 is 15. And 3 times 3/5 is 9/5. 9/5 is 1 4/5 plus 15 is 16 4/5, which is 17 minus a fifth. So all you need, now it's back to the shortcut now. Why do you need 24? All you need is 17 minus 1/5. Listen to Gemara, it says as follows. Mechti. Kol amsa, beribu amsa v'trei chumshi. Every diagonal of a square, by a square, is 1 amma 2/5. Balachsoina, on the diagonal. So for Gemara, b'shifsar nochi chumshu sagi. It should be enough. 17 minus a fifth, 16 4/5. Rabbi Yechon says you need 24. And here, you only need much less than that. All you need is 16 4/5, which is 17 minus a fifth. All you need. So to Gemara, loy dak, we're a dak dik. Pray to Gemara, no. And that's already more than a loy dak. Aim with me, loy dak, porta, a little bit. Tuva, like that, it's like mamish, an incredible amount. You don't say loy dak, 24 to 17 minus a fifth. It's not even close. Porta, aim with me, loy dak, porta. Tuva, me, or me, loy dak. Do you say loy dak? So this is the kasha. So now we don't understand Rav Yechon. This is 24, and we figured out that the most you can eat is 17 minus a fifth. So what is going on here? Only Rav Kishi Rav Chistel Rav Ashi. I'm going to tie you. We'll switch around the whole thing here. Rav Yechon said you need 24 people sitting in the circle. Doesn't mean sitting inside the circle. It means. No, we'll get that in a second. We'll get that teretz in a second. Let's read it inside the first teretz. It doesn't mean, the Gemara's first teretz in Nazar B'i is that doesn't mean that the Gavra sits in an Amma. It's every 3 people sit in 2 Ammas. Every person sits in an Amma. So if you have 24 people in the circle, it's 24 Ammas. That's not what happens. 3 people sit in 2 Ammas. So if he said for 24 people, so let's figure this out. So 3 is 8. So 8 times 2 is 16. So really, all Rabbi Yechon is saying is that the circumference is 16, not 24. Because we just lowered it down. Every 3 people is in 2 amas. So 24 people sit in 16 amas. So now it's Masbog Shmak. It's really, you need 16 4/5. And he said 16, so it's a very small amount. Three people sit in two amsa. So kama havlu shitza, how much is 16? So frank the Gemara, anan shivsa, nachi chom shavina. We need 70 minus a fifth. Loy dock. We're in dock. It's close enough. It's four fifth off. So tomorrow, no, I can't say this either. Why? Aimed the mirin loy dock, lechumra, lekula mir, mirin loy dock. When do you say loy dock? You're moistive a little bit. But here you're being mamayit. He's saying 16. He said 24 people is enough. And we're saying 24 people fits in 16. And really need 16 minus four fifth. You don't say loy dock that way. That way you don't say loy dock. So it's back square. What is Pshat Rav Yechonon? Omle Rav Asi, Rav Ashi. Loy lom the first way. Gavra ba'amsi yosef. The gavra is per gavra is a amma. But Rav Yechonon, mokoyim gavri like choshev. We're not talking about you're making a circle around the 24 people. Picture the 24 people sitting down, and you're making a circle inside those 24 people. So the 24 people itself, to go around them, is 24 ammas. But if you do inside, it's a Amma Vam Siyasid, yeah. Gemara says it. Really, every person's in an Amma. So really, if you make a circle around 24 people, it's 24 Amma circumference. Here you're making the circle inside the 24 people. If you make it inside 24 people, it's less Amma. Instead of being a diameter of 8, it's a diameter of 6. A diameter of 6 times 3 is 18. Why is the diameter 6? Because you're going inside the Amma. Every person takes up an amma. So if you do it around them, that's 24 ammas. So you do it inside, so it's less. It's less amma as the person sitting there, so it's a less amma, so it's 6 ammas. The diameter is 6 ammas. So 6 is 18. Times 3 is 18. Rabbi Yechonon, Moko, and Gavri, like Choshev. Kama, Havlo, Tamna, Sari is 18, because 6 times 3 is 18. So Frank the Gemara, also stole Shvev. Shifts and Nachikom Shasag is enough for 16 and 4 fifths. And the Gemara, Hainu loy dok, v'lechum loy dok. Here, Rabbi Yechonon said you need 24 people, which is 18, and it's loy dok because really you need 70 minus a fifth. And Rashi says it's not so much. Why not? Because in the diameter, it's only two fifths. He's only saying two fifths more than the diameter. Right. Diameter here is a diameter of 6, and really you need a diameter of 5 3/5. So in the diameter, he's saying only two fifths more. This is gefarlech. Because you look at it as the number of ammas, 1 1/5 amma, it sounds like a lot. But see, the loy dok is in the diameter, and the diameter is a small loy dok, and therefore, that's what Rashi speaks out, so it's not so much. So that's the first teretz, a final teretz, that the question was that if you need 4 ammas by 4 ammas, it should be enough with 17 minus a fifth. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's all you need to fulfill 4. Why did Rabbi Yechon say 24 ammas? It doesn't mean 24 ammas circumference. It means the inside, so it's really 18 amas circumference, and 18 amas circumference is loy dok. Now comes the Rabbanon de Kesri. They have a different terms. Rabbanon de Kesri, it's like the Kesaria, but Amrila Daini de Kesri, the Kesaria, Amri, they say, a different Matzias. We said till now that the square inside a circle, the diameter is like the diameter is the diagonal of the square. And we said it comes out to like not so much more. It comes out to 1 4/5 more. Probably doesn't know. Amri Dani Kesri, Amri Yigula, the Nafik Megaru Revuah. You make a circle. If you make a circle inside a square river, I agree with you that it's only a quarter more. The square is a quarter more than the circle. Like I said before, the square is 16, let's say, and the circle is 12. It's a quarter more. But the other way around, Tapo Chesan Reis, Revuah, the Nafik Megaru Yigula, but a square inside a circle, Palga. He says it's half, which means it's a third. It means half the square is how much bigger the circle is. So here, for example, the square is 16. Half of that 8, that's how big, much bigger the circle is. So the circle has to be 24 in order to hold a square of 16 inside. A 4x4 square inside, which is a circumference of 16, to fit into a circle is 24. Look, it's not like that. You don't need so big. He's saying that to fit a square into the circle, the circle has to be a third bigger, which is half the circumference of the square. It's not true. Look at the Matzias, it doesn't work. So therefore, it's back to the first pshat, as Gemara says. Now, the obvious question is, Taisis asks that, I'll read the Taisis, the Tema, Heich ta'u b'mida Rabbi Yechon v'dayin the Kisri. How did the Dayin the Kisri make this mistake? Did they measure it? They measure it. You see, it's way off. Like, what is going on here? They're saying, like, you know, is there a kasav? So Taisa says, no, you're making a mistake. Dayin the Kisri did not mean that. Dayin the Kisri meant the square footage, the inside, the floor space, The floor space of a square inside a circle is, the circle has a third more floor space inside it, square footage. If you figure it out, he says that's the way it is. You can look at the picture here. He says if you figure out, and if you do figure out with pi, you'll see it's very close. We figured it out, it comes out to almost 23. So it is, in the square footage, it comes out that the square footage of a circle was almost a third more than the 4x4. And therefore, that's what the Danikasi were talking about. They said that they're talking about the square footage. And they didn't understand him. They said, Allahi, because they thought they're talking about around it. That's basically Tosis Pshat, Tosis stuff. You see those pictures there? That's what he's trying to do with the square footage. That's those little boxes there. Al-Kapadim, that's Tosis Pshat. It's not, it's out of the parameters of Daf Yomi. But Al-Kapadim, we are learning now that Rabbi Yochanan said 24, and there's really one Pshat at the end. That he meant, he didn't say 24, he meant 24 people, not 20, it's not 24 Amos, it's really only 18 Amos, and 18 Amos is close enough to 17 minus a fifth.